gathered here this evening, the beginning of the Shlichus period, leading into Yomim HaMadoim, Meir Achmei Yadim. For some random thoughts, in preparation for what this period of the year should signify for those of us who are my meaning Bashem Yisbarach. One of the reasons, however, that this gathering was called, so I understand, so I've been told, is a reason different from the talk that we usually have had on Mitzvah Shabbos prior to the saying of Shlichus. And that is in recognition of various events, tragic events, that have taken place in our community during this past year, and more than that, during the past few months. But we cannot shut ourselves off to think of ourselves only in terms of the local community. It's been a year of very tragic events in many other Jewish communities, in Klal Yisroel. And one begins to wonder just exactly what is all this about. Let's read the Rambam, the beginning of Mitzvahs Ta'anirs, the mitzvah of calling a Ta'anis, a fast day. What does this signify? Mitzvahs Aseh Min HaTorah, the mitzvahs Eseh, commanded by Torah, Lizoik al Kol Soro Shetova al Atzilut, to cry out to the Almighty for every tragic event that takes place in the Jewish community. The Dovar Zeh, and this mitzvah, is Midarki Hatshuvo. This is one of the roads and paths that lead a person to bethink himself and return to his source from which he has wandered. I don't like to use the word repentance. It doesn't give us the proper connotation of what the term tshuva means in Torah Jewish life. A return, because we've wandered from where we should be finding ourselves, from where a Jew should be standing. We wander from there. And one of the ways of arousing us to return whence we have wandered is this mitzvah of Ta'anis, Shebizman of Zo'oko, crying out to Hashem. Shebisman shetehei tzoro, when there's a time of Tsar and Tzoren Klal Yisroel. V'yizaku oleho, and they shall cry out because of it. Yedu hakol, thereby all of us will recognize shebiglal maaseyem horoim uravatim, that these events take place because of our deeds, which have been maasim roim, evil deeds. Kakosu, as it's written in many, many psukim. Vizehu, and by crying out unto Hashem Yisborach, Zehu sheyigroim lehosi ratzoro me'aleim. That can help to serve to remove these tribulations from us. Avolim lo yitzaku, if we shall not bethink ourselves to cry out to Hashem, but rather, as we usually do, Elo yoimru, they will say, Dovo zeh, this tragic event, Minina goilom iralon, it's a matter of happenstance. Vitzoro su, and this terrible tzora, Nikronikris, it just happened. It's a mikre. There's nothing to cry about. There's nothing to worry about. This is the way things run in the world. There are times when we enjoy happy events, and there are times of tragic events. There's nothing unusual about it. Mikrehu. That's the way things happen. That's what we call a natural course of events. And that's usually the way we react to all tzores. In the moment of the tzore, we may shed a tear, but it doesn't take long. We wipe it away, and life continues as it was. And the Rambam says, if that's the manner in which we react, Harizu derech absolius, this is cruelty. Cruelty does not necessarily mean when we perform an act of cruelty against our fellow man, one can be cruel unto himself. He can perform an act of cruelty against all his emotions, against all his feelings, to deny them to come to the fore. Abgetrerzer, abgewischten Trer, und wir gehen weiter. Hareisu, derech achsorius. Only cruel individuals act in such manner. Those who have a heart, those who feel, can by no means go forward with life and say, this tragic event, it happens daily. Sometimes it's with this person. Sometimes it's with that person. It's happenstance. What's there to be so wrought up about? Harezu derech achzorius. That person's heart is a lev evel. It's a heart of stone. not because he doesn't react to the emotions of the person who has suffered so much, but rather because he doesn't react to his own emotions. He kills emotion within himself. He doesn't permit himself to let forth a tear and open up a heart that beats to Hashem Yisborach. It isn't so. It's happenstance. It's natural course of events. Harishu derech hasoyus. Gugiremes lohem. And what results from this manner of living? What results from this type of an attitude towards the events of life? To remain cleft to all the evil that we are continually engaged in. If that's the reaction to tragedy, it leads to new tragedy. This is what Torah meant in the Teuchacho. V'alachteni mi b'keri. V'alachti gamani mochem b'chamaskeri. Kloimah, what do those words mean? Sh'ovi alechem tzoro. When I shall bring tragedy chas v'sholom upon you. Kedei she'toshuvu. In order to arouse you from your slumber, to begin to think, who am I? What am I? What do events say to me? Events speak to all of us living during the time of those events. In toimru shehikeri. You will say that Tzora is natural course of events. It just happened. Is gevalz of Hashem Yisborach. Oisif lochem. V'olachti gamanim ochem bahamat keri. In the anger of that mikre. And the Rambam adds. Oisif lochem chamas oisoy keri. This very happenstance, this very event that you term natural course of events, I will let you wander along on that road and see what it will lead up to. Tzore not tzore, veiti ya veiti. Why? Because you haven't heard what the Tzora is speaking to you. Toshev enrish adako. When God brings man adichtucho shel nefesh to such tragedy, do you know what it means? Vatoimer. You are speaking through the tragedy. Hashem Yisborach is speaking to us. And what is he saying? Vatoimer shuvu v'riodo. Realize from the tragedy that something is wrong. You've gone wayward somewheres. Try to find where have you misstepped. Where have you gone wayward? And return to where you should be standing. We must be conscious of the fact that we're living under a terrible mistake in general in our concept of things. We become accustomed in the past few years to talk about a Tshuva movement, a movement of people returning, coming back. Who are the ones that are talking about the Tshuva movement? Those who don't need Tshuva. They're okay. They're observant. They do all that has to be done. They are talking about the wonders of the Tshuva movement. Someone who was outside the fold came back. Yeshivas from Bali Tshuva. They're all about Tshuva movement. And we forget that all of Jewish life is about Tshuva movement. When he was in Gan Eden, then he was what man was ordained to be, this creature of God. But then he fell. He committed sin. And from that moment on, all of mankind is engaged in tshuva, to try to come back to where we once stood. We were brought to Sinai. We stood at the foot of the mountain and we rose to heights over the Merishin in Gan Eden. We came back home. Immediately thereafter, we sunk again in the morass of a chet ha'egel. From that day on, we have yet to return. Jewish life, if it is lived properly, represents a Tshuva movement in the highest essence. And we are never aware of it. Why? Because mitzvah. We live a life of mitzvah. Things are taken for granted. It's a natural course of events. The Ramban in his Adolet Yiyev, Muir in the Lodi Reich, asks and poses a question. Why do we cry at a moment of death? Why do we shed tears? This is the natural state of things. Men are born, they live, they die. What's there to cry about? So Tahiti Karamban, it's wrong. Men were made to live lenetzach nitzachim, in the joy of the countenance of God in Gan Eden. Death signifies that things are not working according to the natural course of creation. It's something unnatural, out of the ordinary. This is why we are moved to tears. Did we ever give thought to this approach to Tchiye, to Bechi? The Ramban was also bothered, natural course of things. And he tells us that we're living a very unnatural life. Naturally, we should be in Gan Eden. enjoying the proximity, the friendship, the closeness, the love of Hashem Yisborach. But where do we stand? So far removed, because Chet brought Nisit into a world, as the Pasuk tells us in Chumash. That's what moves men to tears, even though they're unaware. These are some of the things that we must think about at this time of year. Elo! Slitis! Yomim anaroi. Amida doidi, amida doidi li. The inner feeling of the Jew that he stands at a period of life when he's closer to his Creator. And when a Jew feels many times unconsciously that closeness, it brings forth an expression of devotion. I belong to my beloved, to Hashem Yisborach, and therefore I feel that He is with me. Thus is I eat at this time of year. Under such circumstances, it is easier to feel what the Rambam teaches us, to feel what Tzoras means, to realize that Tzoras speak to us. Because this time of year we have an ear to hear that language. And it's a language that isn't besmirched with all the niceties of things that are written in books and in newspapers and in articles and so forth and so on. It's clear, this language. It's the language of Tzar and Tzorin. And it calls forth the language of Tzor. To cry out to Hashem Yisborach. A great sheriff, but I'm always up. What does Tia Shofar represent? It represents just what we are now talking about. It's a language without words. It's Tziyoko! And he gave a mostly illustrated. Oysen Melech, great sovereign, who had many lands under his domain, in one of the faraway corners under his sovereignty, there was a little country that found itself in dire need, and he decided to send a delegation to the king to ask for help. The delegation came before the king, but they did not know the language of the king, nor did he know their language. They couldn't understand each other. What do they need? What do they wish? When the delegation saw this, they broke down in tears. And they began to cry out king said, Ich verstehe, wo sie bin. Sioko is the language without words. When words fail to express what we feel, Sioko becomes the language through which we approach Hashem Yisborach. That's one of the ideas behind the concept of Tiyas Shefer. Because who knows whether the language of our tefillahs is understood by him, by Hashem Yisborach. Who knows what goes along in those words that we speak? It's for us to judge. How do we stand in prayer? What are our interests then? Have we completely forgotten the day-to-day affairs that bother us as individuals? And we stand now speaking to Hashem Yisborach, or do we carry along all those affairs into the Nesana Turkic? But Sioko, if we are able to raise ourselves beyond words, beyond language that we create, into that cry that stems from the depths of the human soul, there we speak the language that Hashem Yisborach is waiting for. This is not the language of Mike, it's the language of Tzioko. Crying out, and once a Jew cries out, Vatal Shavoso, avoided. That prayer reaches to heights where no other prayer can open the doors. This is what we are engaged in at this period of the year. But this brings us to another moment. After all, what we are talking about is only true for the Jew who is a Ma'amin B'Hashem, a Jew of faith. He's guided by faith, but he missteps. Then we talk about these things. The question is, where do we stand in Emuna? Are we my meaning? Or are things a matter of rote? It's a lifestyle. Are we truly my need? There is the question. And if, in days gone by, the problem of the money was a very, very serious one, at all times, to be libei sholem b'Hashem, a heart that finds its completion only in God, that's the difficulty that the Jew must strive to overcome. And for that we were given a favor. That's Jewish life. Ma kelzer! Avu
moment
to clarify for yourself in moment. Once it's clarified, it's no longer emunah. You see it. Until that moment of seeing, of sight, you must be engaged in this never-ending process of clarifying emunah. And if at all times it's been so difficult, how much more difficult is it in our day and age? We live in an age of scientific advancement, science, technology. With haste, we've been on the moon. And we're going to be told that there's no such thing as natural course. All these advances haven't proven to us in our day to clarify emunah for ourselves. But my friends, I hope you don't mind. I think that one of the fathers of modern science was Albert Einstein. I think everyone will agree. He knew the business of science quite well. And I'd like to read to you something that he said. Listen carefully. Despite all our recent advancements, our knowledge remains rather meager. And two illustrations. First, our increase in knowledge is comparable to that which a man interested in learning more about the moon — they hadn't gone to the moon yet then — a man interested in learning more about the moon gets when he climbs upon the roof of his house to catch a closer look at that luminary. Need I tell you how much more we know about the moon standing on the roof of the Trade Center in New York, or if we stand at the door on the ground downstairs? That's about the difference, Einstein said. He gave another illustration. Our minimal knowledge of the universe focuses, to me, on the moment of the completion of my formula of the general theory of relativity. Just imagine what that moment meant to Einstein and to the world of science.
der übergekehrt ein Welt. Von teuer, teures scientific thought. At that moment, an ordinary housefly landed on my paper. I reflected that here I had set down all the major universal physical laws as though to say, here is the key to all the secrets of the universe. There's nothing now that man doesn't know. Alles seides abrie, whatever you do. Yet, I really don't know very much about the nature of that little fly. Need we say any more from the father of modern science? And yet, we persist in saying that we know all and we have conquered all. We are masters of our destiny and we control our fate. That's the way we live. This period of year, the Shishomet, comes to tell us that it isn't so. We have to clarify for ourselves what we're talking about when we pray, when we study Torah, when we observe mitzvahs Hashem in act and in thought. And it's not an easy job not to take things for granted in our style of living, but to put our all into it. Let's read a Medrash Chazal. Nifle Bikilev. The Yalkut in Tilet. On the Pshukim of Mechet of Loshen Vara. Terrible crime of Loshen Hara. Rosh Hashanah. Here it's Chas V'Sholem, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. Here me, Chas was davened, zogt men shon Chava, was hanti ki yo davened, as it was. Should have been Loshen Hara, but the wrong man. Nei, dos i grove los nohore. Baltike is terrific, but he calls for some improvement. He could do better on the Tikir. He could have done better on the Shvorin. Nothing wrong with that. Just criticizing. Nei, dos i los nohore. And we never realize what we're doing. We're not talking about Levitelju Grovelos Nhore, slander that can kill people. Hate, Sokot Lishayon, an arrow directed to the heart of a person. Yene Grovelos Nhore. You don't trust as me at even San Pisic Nazofna Roshnora against you. Except that sometimes I'm told that we do it. Obratos is in flesh. The Hasmat Nigel Down Tazigishmak, the Balkirit Nigel Lenin Tazigishmak, the Balkir Tepsak Nigelitsi Nigelitsi. That's only criticism, that's Roshnora. Nein, dos ish loshen hore.
You're selling us in the village.
Well, don't you know, I don't think Rabbi Drosh had a sermon this year wasn't too hot.
Does he go short? Yo!
Lashon Hara. So there's a capital in Tehillim about Lashon Hara. Now listen to a little story that Chazal relate to us. Some of this is related to the Gemara in Abidazore, Yutes. Here the story is embellished a bit. Maise b'reichel echod. There was a peddler. The Chazar b'ayores walking around Jewish communities. V'eimer. And he kept saying, man, boy, son, chayet, who wants a pill of life?
Terrific.
Fellow walking around with pills for life. Man, boy, son, chayet. You all of that. And in his travels, he reached the city of Akko. Shoma Basra Gyanai. Gyanai lived in Akko. His daughter, his peddler in the street, he's peddling life pills. No doctor yet has developed a pill called a life pill. High. Omra Leroviyu. She went into her father and she said to him, Daddy, Reichel Echod, Misadi Vieime, there's a peddler walking around the streets of the city. Man boys, I'm high. Who wants to buy a pill of life? John heard this. Sugar man. What is this? Koror Reb Yanai Loise Reichel. Reb Yanai invited that Reichel, that peddler, into his home. And when you look into the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, he was quite a respectable individual. None other than Rab Alexandre. He was the peddler. Here the Medrash doesn't mention it. Reichel. Omar, and the Rabbi Yanai said to him, "Had any Eisu Sam Chayim Shachum Lichayim? Show me that dose of living that you're selling. What kind of a pill is it?" The other guys, "Heitzi Nikuposei Sefer Tehillim." He took out a Tehillim from his bag. Ufosach v'holach, and he kept going page after page until he came to Kapitel Numbei, to the posuk a posuk ze mi yoi shechofet chayim oi eid yomin lira shtoiv nitzoy el shoyim chamero usposecho midabeir yirmo. That's my pill. Numbeis! Capital Kilipi. Yana heard this. Polak the Yana. Hechileu. He made a banquet for him. Vishkeu. With the best of drink. Vishokhe. He sent him forth and Nosan the Shishos Loin. It's a lot of money. Orally Talmido. His disciples saw this and they said to him, "Lord, you saw your day of Posuk Zeh? You, Reb Yana, didn't know the Posuk of Mio Yishekov Itzai Meiv Yom Ministay? You didn't know this Posuk. You had to have a Reichel come here and teach you a Posuk from Tehillim that every kid in school knows it. Come down to the Shabbos. They stood on the Posuk." What did he answer? Omale, hey! He said to them, "Certainly I knew the Pasuk.
אלא שבו זה ובירה רביעות this right here came along and he clarified it to its depths what this passage means. What do we have here? Even Rabbi Yannai always said B'yo Isha Chofetz Chaim O'yiv Yomim Mirishtoy. What's the formula for life? But he had never felt to the depths of the soul that this was Sam Chaim. This is what we're saying when we say that posu. This is what David HaMelech meant. Es bleib bei uns gesoktili. Gesoktili. Zo'n film is aan mij, heb ik gezegd. Ik heb zegen genomen, I was a young kid, here in this country, to see Jews of Hevere Tilim, saying Tilim in Shul. I'm sure that the tears they shed, in Nichol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bemetzinozov, those were tears that Hashem Yisborach put away, in his treasure store, and they're going to be part of that treasure store that's going to bring forth Mashiach Tzidkenu. But nevertheless, no one, when he said, Miyorisha Chofetz Chaim, felt to the depths of his soul, that Lashon Hara is death, and keeping oneself guarded against it is life itself. You need to have a roichel come along and arouse interest as if he's selling some object on the marketplace and everyone is running out for it. You're full of interest. Ich will leben. I'm not worried about anything else now. That rifle aroused me. And then he's got you in hand. You slim. What sticks that flow from our mouths. How much beer is contained in those words? To what extent do they strike deeper than lip service alone? To what extent do they reach into the recesses of a Jewish heart to arouse us to chivas odom be'olom? And this is what we need. Not de gemziste ganse priest. There is, however, something that can arouse this interest that we're talking about. Chazal said long ago, Halavai oisi ozo usherosishu. One of the troubles with life is that we're always engaged in philosophizing about the deity. Wir halten nur in eng reden wegen er. Was mir auch gefallen ist. Er tut trachten gegen mich. Don't try to define me, you'll never get there anyway. Zu Russisch. Study my favorite! You know why? Shehamo Yoshebo Maxidon Lamut. To the extent that one unites himself with Torah study, to that extent does he cleave unto Hashem Yisborach.
You want to feel God? You want to see God? Then say this. But learn it the way it has to be learned. It's not a philosophy. It's not a science. It's feel it, the life of the mind. If you approach it, if you approach it as part of a hymn, Bora, the task points out. Hach me teire, you me kebroche, cholak me chochbose, me yereo. You see scientists, hach me umes, we're not me battle chochme. Chochme is given by God. We make up a chochme. But you know which broche? Nosan me chochmosoi, le boso chodome. Two differences. Torah is cholak mechokhmosu. He apportioned from his chokhm. The chokhm himself is yerei. Chachmi umis, scientists, great men in science. Only from God do you have science. But there, nosa. He gave it away to them. Kinderer took me them basilti and create a bomb to destroy the world. That's your business. Because they're not Yereo, they're merely flesh and blood. What's up with God? Task points that out. Hitler and Tate! Hova! As a portion of us in Yisbora! And if you'll approach it in that manner, automatically it's Yereo. How then can it be? Can a person stand in proximity with God Almighty, who is Sognia Gleitni, who is Sognia Gidor Shamayi, who doesn't fear, who doesn't respect that person who doesn't stand with Hashem Yisbara? To whom Hashem has given the Chokhmah, and he stands with the Chokhmah as his own, El Rabalevos, Kerat HaKeveden HaMachri V'Oilom, because the Keire can be Machri V'Oilom Zayin, Al Dikri Bo Noyich, El Aboy Noyich. We build worlds with the study of Tfilah. Do we seek proximity to Hashem Yisbora? Do we seek Birur Emune? Are we interested in giving content to all our deeds and thoughts as Torah Jews? There's only one way, Torah study. Lernen Torah. Om Philosophie. Lernen Torah. I've seen this so many times. You sit down and you learn a Parsha Chumash with a person who never before studied Torah. And you're not interested in changing his lifestyle. He's a Reformed Jew and you want to make him Orthodox. Hey, you're going to go. Sign with the beast. No, let me hear them possible. 2 months, 3 months later, come there on Fred, can you teach me how to put on tefillah? Mr. Shu, what I've done tefillah? You're a Reformed Jew, what do you need tefillah? Rabbi, I've got to put on those tefillah. He doesn't know himself why, but he learned tefillah from the text. Reishis, Boro, Elikim, from the text. Without any side issues, without any attempt to philosophize with him and to try to prove to him the value of orthodoxy. That's the way it works. That's what we need. All of us. We must become part and parcel of that Moir Shebetayre. We have to make a Dinge Cheshen. Who halten wir mit Lernen unser Teir? It wasn't meant only for a yeshiva man who spends his days only in the study of Torah. Torah is meant for every Jew in all walks of life. Daily study of Torah. And now the community is blessed with a night tale of Baruch Hashem, just as many other communities have come to life through a night tale. She go be pimen chalernen. No men. Tale droshesti. Tale vrezokyeni. No attempts to change ways of life. Nor zitzum lem. The change comes automatically. Tale. The study of tale. That's the road to Pirur Emune. Und ab dem wird man uns morgen, if you have the opportunity and you don't take advantage of it, you will be called to answer. Why? No excuse. You should have come to study Torah. Whatever Torah you wish to study. Chumash. Shulchan Aruch. Chayodah. If you're more advanced, you would enjoy a little bit of Gemara. Wonderful. If you want Medrash? Wonderful. Out in this Torah Hashem. Study Torah. That's the Sam Chayim. That's the pill that carries with it life. Chayei olam notah b'shem. It's implanted within us. There's no Jew who is free to say, I can't. I don't have the abilities for it. Sheker. There's no Jew who didn't stand at Sinai. Aleph. These netzach netzach, seine gestanden am Bar, and we were given chelkenu b'serosu b'sparsh. Ours is only the duty to open it up. Sometimes it's harder, sometimes it's less difficult, but if we try, we're bound to get there. And getting there is a voyageable. You reach to a light that's mazino lemuto, that returns people to that, to where they should be standing at all times. Now I ask you, isn't that what we say in our daily prayer service? Do we ever listen to what we're saying? Hashiveinu avinu l'sayrasecho. Return us, O God, O Father, to your Torah. V'korveinu malkeinu l'avodasecho. And through that, you will bring us near to the observance of your mitzvahs. That in itself is hazireinu b'sishuvo shleimo l'tonel. Don't try it the opposite way. It will never work. Hashiveinu l'sayaseho, then l'avidaseho, then b'sishuvo shleimo l'tonel. We have the formula laid out for us by Anshi Knesset HaGdele in the daily tefillah. It's but for us to listen to the words that we mouth. What are we saying? And try to live into those words.
Then Bezer Hashem Yisborach. We shall come before Hashem Yisborach in the Yemei Adin. He looked down upon us beyond doubt with favor and say, Kinderlich mein, bold in der Welt, hui noch do as a ume de losch, which after so many trials and tribulations, the hazeit yu tzar tzores, they are ready to recognize me as their father. Torah, its study can be enjoyed only in that manner. It's this. Malkeinu, it's a divine decree, sovereign decree. How do you accept that sovereignty? By studying Torah with that wonderful, loving Father. That opens our heart. We ourselves say, you are Father, you are our King. Then we're on the road to Tshuva Shleimo Lefanecha.